Beware, contains very offensive language right from the start and throughout, and adult themes.
Previously on Dubious Intent Plus.
But I love pie.
She probably could. All right. So, yeah, it was Pie Day yesterday, and it was a very special Pie Day. I don't know. They say this every year because there's always something. We always figure out something. Like last year was a very special Pie Day because it was Pie Day out of Pie Month, because last year was March of 2014. So it would have been 314, which would have been March, right? So March, it was Pie Month last year. But yeah, so this year was Pie Day, but it was one of those at 9:26:53 in the morning and at 9:26:53 in the evening, it was actually 3:3:14:15:9:26:53, which is the first whole string of pi there. So
if you went to the millisecond, you could have said,
yeah, no, you could have kept going.
9:26:53:59.
From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through the interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Cthulhu Pie. If you'd like the pie in the shape of one of the great old ones, then you need to make yourself a Cthulhu pie. Check out all the instructions how to do so at CthulhuPie.com, and don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DI Plus for a deific discount. I amused myself on that one. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined from the Cthulhu Free State of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Hello, Daniel. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon.
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking.
You know, we need to talk to the writers about those opening sponsor reads.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe they need to, you know, polish those up a little bit before they give them to you.
Well, I'm just saying, Cthulhu, basically, you know, they paid in like some weird ancient coin that has absolutely no monetary value whatsoever. But, you know, what you gonna
maybe
do?
They could get Rob Lowe. He's a very good writer on West Wing. He's a speech writer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's just amazing. You know, he's not actually a writer in real life though.
Yeah, that's true.
He does make a mean, whoa, wrong one. He does make a mean sex tape though. So, You know, it's kind of a thing. I was thrown because somebody in the chat room was talking about how we're going to fail horribly on the live Pride 48 streaming weekend because, you know, we don't have the truncate silence and all that stuff that we can lean back on, you know, and we, you know, all the tricks. And yeah, I was going to gloat about how great we were. And then I fucked up by like basically bringing up the volume right on something that already faded out. You know what, Adam, it is 9:10 PM on a Sunday evening. And that can, of course, mean only one thing, that we were streaming live on Pride48.com in front of the world's most amazing chat room. Adam, who is joining us this evening?
We have Urban Guy T.O., Auntie Vera Charles, Dr. P. Nexblime, R.C. and J. in Colorado, Session 17, or Session, I'm not sure how to pronounce that.
I would say Session,
The Mags, Toppy, Ursine Deity, Turniphead, AFK, which means he's away from keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
We have Doc Stone, Gary in Kentucky, Kathy Bacon, R.C., oh, they just moved, damn it. Stillboard in Oz, Tim in Alaska, and Veritable Virgo.
There you go. That is what it is. And I believe Earth Sign Deity is actually Jay the Haunt Cub.
You know, when we have people who stop talking and they're in the chatting section and then I'm reading the list and then they move to idlers, trips me up every time.
Wow. That is a process, Adam. That is something that is so inside baseball about the process of our show.
Right.
That I'm not sure that anyone would really care. I got it. Station 17. Yeah. So there you go. You know, Adam, I think we kind of made a thing in passing here. We made a statement in passing about the live Pride 48 streaming weekend. That actually, in case you didn't know, is happening June 19th through the 21st on Pride48.com. So if you if you don't listen to us live on Sunday nights when we do it, which is understandable because people have lives, and if you're just one of the folks that downloads our podcast, then make sure that you check out Pride 48 over the weekend, starting at 7:45 PM on June 19th, Friday, so Eastern time, Friday evening, June 19th. There will be back-to-back live streaming podcast from a whole range of folks, almost 40 different podcasters over the 3 days. Our particular slot is coming up on 4 p.m. next Sunday. So 4 p.m. Sunday, the 21st, is when we will be. There's a couple of spots in there that you might want to avoid. I'm just saying, you know, so if you were committed to doing the whole thing, you know, there's a couple of spots in there that you can maybe take a break. Like 10 p.m. Friday night, you could probably take a break for about an hour. Let's see, what else can you take a break? There's something else in there that you might, you know, just want to skip over just a little bit there. 5 p.m. on Saturday, you might want to, you know, take a nap. Let's see, what else? There was one other one that you could probably skip over if you, you know, If you needed to. Let's see. I don't see what it is. Oh, yeah, there it is. 6 p.m. 6 p.m. on Sunday. You could probably just skip over that one. But other than that, great shows coming up. I'm not going to read you all the things. You can actually go over to pride48.com/SOTS and listen to the latest State of the Station, where I believe Adam and Big Fatty listed all of the shows that will be there.
So, we did. Yeah. We absolutely did.
Now, you know what? Here's the thing. It's when I say 10 p.m. Friday, I'm talking about It's All About Me. It's a joke. I know on their last show, they talked about how horrible, you know, we were and how they hated us and whatnot. But we're going to rise above that, because they were encouraging people not to listen to us on Friday at 4 p.m. You know, but we're just going to rise above that. You know, we don't hate.
That's because we're not on at Friday at 4 p.m.
No, I mean, Sunday at 4 p.m. But we're going to rise above that, Adam. We're not going to, you know, stoop to their level. You can listen to them 10 p.m. on Friday night.
Is Dan going to be on that show?
I don't know. You know, he wasn't on the latest one, so I am not sure. They it's so weird, because usually when Dan's not on the show, they'll say something like, you know, oh, Dan's not joining us tonight. Not a word. Not a word. All they talked about was like how, and Dan wasn't on the previous show either, because Jay, the Haunt Cub, was on the previous one. So I think Dan might
have fired Dan?
I think Dan might be dead.
Oh.
I think they might,
you know,
have killed.
I
think when they were selling off all their stuff, like selling off all their decorations and everything, they might have sold off Dan too.
I found out recently that my great cousin, second cousin, third cousin,
why would you call him a great? You would call him a second cousin.
Well, an aunt that's second removed is a great aunt.
Cousins are just numbers.
Okay. Well, like my second or third cousin, I can't remember which, I can't even imagine which of that it is, but second or third, let's just keep it at that, died like around the 5th or 6th of December.
Someone I like died.
At home alone, and they didn't find him and realize he was dead until the beginning of January.
Oh my God. You're making this up.
No, I'm not making this up. It's so sad. Really sad, but I'm laughing about it. But no, he laid there because he had cancer like all over the place. And one of the cancers he had was brain cancer. And he basically got crazy and mean, but they wouldn't declare him actually legally like insane. And so his wife was scared to stay there. So she left and went to live with their daughter and couldn't get him to go to doctor's appointments or anything. He wouldn't answer the phone. And they sent the police out several times and he wouldn't come to the door. He would yell at him, but he wouldn't open the door. And eventually he stopped everything. And I don't know why they didn't send the police out again for a month, but there you go.
I'm sorry.
There you go. And I don't know. I felt like that was relevant. Oh, maybe Dan is lying dead.
Jesus Christ.
That's why I brought
this. Oh, my
up.
God. This is why you brought this. So you tell us this heartwarming story, basically. Yeah. Maybe that's what happened to Dan.
Send the police for Dan. Send the police.
Calling the Squareopolis police. Is there a police chief of Squareopolis?
I don't know.
I think it's like a lawless town. I'm pretty sure. I don't know.
There should be a police chief.
Someone should run for police chief of Squareopolis. All right, let's check out who this might be. Yes, hello.
Hey, this is Brother Sanders of Celebrity Death Phone.
Yes.
Ronnie Gilbert.
Yes.
Lady singer in the Weavers in the 50s.
Yeah.
A great folk singer in the rest of her life. Passed away this morning.
Okay. A lady singer in the what? Lady singer in the, do we know who this is? Ronnie Gilbert?
Well, she was a folk singer.
A folk singer.
A folk singer. That's all I know. I Googled her and she's a folk singer.
Oh, okay.
Ronnie
Gilbert. She was one of the original members of the Weavers with Pete Seeger.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
yeah,
I don't know. I really don't know.
No, some musician. We'll give her to that. Yes, absolutely. Congratulations, Toppy. Toppy Smelly. Congratulations, Brother Sinatus. You were entered into the contest. I say this because Toppy Smelly in the chat room wrote, that does not sound like Brother Sinatus at all. Imposter, I say. But here's the beautiful part of that is even if it was, a Brother Sinatus imposter, Brother Sinatus actually still gets the credit for it. So
yeah.
So you know,
congratulations.
Yeah, yeah. I know if anyone wants to call in and impersonate me, then I'll get credit for it. So that's good too. I'm all happy with that. So there you go.
No, we can't win.
We can't win because we can't call in.
Yeah. We can't win.
Oh, okay. It's true. You just can't win. How was your weekend, Adam?
Well, you know, it's been fairly. I have three trips coming up, but it's been fairly boring recently.
Trips or tricks?
Trips.
Okay.
I'm trying not to pop my P's.
Try not to do your plosives.
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm feeling very vulnerable right now, mm-hmm. because I think someone was calling out my P's earlier, so I'm trying not to mm-hmm. pop them. Mm-hmm. Anyway. So a relatively boring weekend, but what I did do, so Mark and I like to go to a restaurant every week. So we decided we were going to do brunch this week, and we went to the Fayetteville, Arkansas. Now, here's what I have to say about Fayetteville.
To the Fayetteville, Arkansas?
The Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Right.
Right. So we went to Fayetteville, and on the way to this lovely restaurant that we went to, we're driving along, and what did I see, Daniel Brewer?
A ghost deer.
I saw a freshly painted and built, constructed, clean
Whataburger. Oh my God! So you gave up going to Fayetteville and instead,
you
went to Whataburger.
No, it's not open yet, but.
Yes.
The building is built, uh-huh. the roof's on, like the doors, everything, painted.
They're wilting the lettuce as we speak.
I think they're still working on probably internal stuff and hiring and also the parking lot.
You should get a job there.
I know, right? No, they certainly won't pay as much as what I make. But, so I'm gonna say this like Auntie Vera wants me to say it, a Whataburger, which is actually not how they say it. Because it is a Southern company. They say Whataburger.
It's a Whataburger, yeah.
But anyway, so I was so excited. I wanted to take a selfie, but I felt really... And here's another thing. There's another one being built 5 minutes from my home.
Yes.
And they haven't done anything except dig for the foundation. But there's a sign up that says future home of Whataburger. And I want to, like, take selfies in front of these things, but I'm so embarrassed because, I mean, people are like, what is that crazy guy doing?
You know what? This is not on the trail, but I have to rail about this a little bit. There's two separate podcasts that I was listening to this week. It's All About Me and Pod Is My Copilot. Both of them had stories about selfies and about people taking pictures on their phones and stuff like that. I don't get this whole hatred of the selfie. Because what is that? We used to just hand some stranger a camera and say, take a picture of me here. It's like, what is the big deal there? You're just taking your own photos. So it's like, I don't understand why people have such a disdain for the selfies. It's just like, and I mean, granted, it's a bit crazy when you have the selfie stick and whatever, but I understand the purpose of it, you know, is to get a better angle of it. And at that point, yeah, I would just ask a stranger to take the photo. But if like, I'm just holding up my phone just to get a quick picture of me in front of some landmark or whatever, it's like, what? Why are people so incensed by this? It's just like, I don't know. It just seems odd to me.
Yeah. Anyway, it's not that I would think that people would feel like I was crazy for taking a selfie, but crazy for taking a selfie in front of a future home of Whataburger sign.
I would totally do that. If Google was building a campus near me or whatever, I would totally be there with, you know, taking a picture of me in front of the sign.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm really excited. Then we had to go to the other restaurant because the Whataburger was not open yet, unfortunately. But we went to this place and it's in an old home. And so we walk and it's a bunch of hippies.
Now, are you sure this is a restaurant, or did you just accidentally walk into somebody's house and they fed you?
Could have been. But no, it is actually a restaurant. And now, I want to be supportive of this restaurant because a couple of the wait staff were wearing gay pride shirts. They had a sign, like a sticker on their coffee bar that said, we hire and something equally. And it had a rainbow flag on it and all this kind of stuff. But these were some of the hippiest looking young people. They were all young. They must have started this restaurant together. You know, there was a guy with a normal haircut, except one little what's it called when people like rub
rat tail? Little rat tail.
But he like rubbed doo-doo. What's the thing where you like rub dirt and doo-doo
Trying to get it. Oh, yeah. They'll have it in the chat room before I get out with it. It's like dreadlocks or something. It's something
like that. But he had only one, right, down his back. And then, you know, this girl with no bra on, you know, with like purple hair and like, you know, nose rings galore and like all this kind of, you know, everything.
Honestly, I think you just walked into someone's house. And
no,
just...
I didn't.
Like somebody, like one of their friends listed it on Google Maps as an actual restaurant and they just been playing along with it the entire time. I was like, we like cooked dinner and these people dropped by and we charged them like $30 a plate. And they.
Well, it's funny because they, you know, the minute you walk in, they say, how many and what's your name? And they write your name on a board.
When I was a kid, our phone number was like a few numbers off from a radio station. So we would sometimes get calls when they had contests on the radio stations. And it's like, they, you know, you would be tempted when the phones just ring right in one round. You would be tempted to answer the phone, you know, it's WPLA, right? It's just like, and then like take down their information. I think what it is, I think this is not a restaurant. I think you just ended up in somebody's house. This is how you pay for their drug
maybe
habits. Because if they're hippies, you know, they do drugs.
I had a mimosa in a mason jar.
Mm-hmm. That is just so tacky.
The water was served in mason jars. I had two poached eggs with a nice potato hash and a biscuit with gravy, a homemade biscuit. It was very good.
But yeah, wait, you think it's a homemade, but did you actually see them?
Well, it's like, I mean, you can tell a homemade biscuit. You can tell. There is a way to tell.
Really?
A homemade biscuit.
Do you like have a little chemist set that you pull out there and you like take a sample and drop it? Like, so if the water turns blue, this is homemade.
Have you ever heard of a cat head biscuit, Daniel?
No, I have not.
No?
I'm frightened. Okay. I am frightened.
The typical trait of a homemade biscuit, or one good way to tell if it's a homemade biscuit, is the top is very rough, like they've just dropped it onto the pan, like a drop biscuit, instead of the perfectly formed. Because although you could make a homemade biscuit that is perfectly formed, it is possible to do that. It is less possible for you to make a nasty cat head looking biscuit that's not homemade. Like
I could take some of those Hungry Jack canned biscuits.
Well, you could mess them up.
I could mess them up. If I'm trying to pass them off as like homemade, I'm going to, you know, every time you bring up something weird about food, all I think is this year in Vegas, I'm just going to be rolling out just plate after plate of food because all of the bold statements, I can tell the difference between a homemade and a fake biscuit. It's like, I'm going to be bringing biscuits from everywhere across the country.
Look here. I am a biscuit connoisseur. I love a biscuit. I am Southern, Daniel. I know about biscuits. I was raised in South Arkansas. I have had so many different biscuits. Anyway. So, by the way,
Tim in Alaska in the chat room says that I'm saying that I've offered strangers my selfie stick. I have offered many people my selfie sticks over the year. I'm sorry. I just caught that comment outside of my eye there.
So anyway, the food was okay. It was pretty good. But
at the house. So you went to someone's house. So you went to the hippie's place and their food. And you had the biscuit gravy and the stuff.
Seb, I hate it. I hate it. One thing I hate at restaurants. I know you don't like it when you can't sit down.
Yes.
One thing that I hate is when your table is uneven. And I have experienced this even in Molto Mazza, the Mario Batali restaurant that we went to, where one leg is not, so you put your hands down on the table or you try to pick something up and the table rocks back and forth.
Yeah.
I hate that. Hate it. Anyway, we went and we saw Jurassic Park or Jurassic World.
So if I wanted to give you a present, I should just send you like some of those little washers.
A coaster.
No, like those little washers, coasters. Like those little metal washers that you could just take a pocket full of them with you into. And so then, you know, you just keep tucking them under the legs. Because usually the tables are fine. It's usually the floor that's uneven.
Well, right. Of course. Yeah. But I hate it. We always seem to get seated in the middle of the room where the crowd is all around us. We don't get nice edge of the room, you know, seating. And it's always like this
If it bothers you that much, why don't you just ask for another table or ask them to fix it?
Well, by the time the restaurant was full.
This table is wobbly. And could you fix this, please? Or could you have someone fix it?
Excuse me, Mr. Hippie Boy with the dreadlock. Could you come over
could
here
you
and
cut off a length of your dirty ass hair and like shove it under that thing over there?
Anyway, we went to see Jurassic World.
You went and saw the Jurassic. I watched Jurassic Park this weekend.
So I enjoyed Jurassic World. I'm not going to give a review, but I enjoyed it.
Hold on one moment. Yes, hello.
Yeah, hi guys. RT Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone.
Yes.
Actor Ron Moody, probably most famous for playing Fagin in the 1968 classic movie Oliver, with an exclamation mark.
Oliver.
Dead.
Oliver. Oliver.
Was he? 91? Something like that. He was old. Okay, bye.
Oliver. Are we giving him this? Ron Moody played Oliver.
Sure.
Oliver. Oliver. Congratulations, RT Cruiser, for getting that entry into the contest there. You know, I don't know if you saw on Facebook, he just bought like a whole pile of candy.
Yeah, aren't those going to go old?
There's actually, I'm this might be a shock to you. There's no actual dairy in the dairy milk candy that he bought. It's like they're in no danger of going bad. These are like, it's like Halloween candy. There's bagged candy. It's not going to go bad.
Well,
I'm just saying. Anyway. It's not, you know, they're not cat biscuit cookies or something like that.
Cat head biscuits.
Whatever. I'm just saying.
That was it. Anyway, that was my lovely Saturday. That's all I've done this weekend. If you haven't seen Jurassic World, it's worth a watch.
I know that I saw a comment somewhere. This is driving me nuts. I saw a comment somewhere that said that they liked the fact that we had a longer show last week. Where did I see that, Adam? I thought it was on Twitter.
Maybe it was sarcastic. I don't know.
I thought it was on Twitter, but I'm here on Twitter and I don't see that anywhere here on Twitter.
Did they include me on it? Is that why you're asking me?
I don't know. I thought maybe you had seen it too, or maybe it had gone to an email that went to the both of us or something. It's just so weird. Not vividly.
Well, if we have enough quality content, okay, let me take that back. If we have enough to say, we're an hour and a half, you know, we'll do that.
I've always wanted to not have a time limit, right?
We don't have a time limit, yeah. But you know.
It's just driving me nuts now. I know that I saw that somewhere that somebody said I enjoyed the longer show last time.
Was it a trick of yours just trying to like get on
your good side? No, it was not.
Like
absolutely not.
I enjoyed the longer.
No trick has ever said that to me. Speaking of tricks, no, not actually. So this past Friday was nothing, but this past Saturday. I don't know why I said Friday, and then I don't know why I just
was Pi Day.
I just kept going.
Part two.
I just kept going. No, this past Saturday was the Pride Picnic here in Connecticut. So in Norwalk, Connecticut, there was a Pride Picnic sponsored by the Triangle Community Center down in lovely Norwalk, Connecticut. So I went to the Pride Picnic. Now, I wasn't going to go. I was on the fence back and forth about whether to go or not. Pride is one of those things. Like, so Pride get-together things are kind of like, I don't know. Some, especially like smaller
you're
ones.
You're here. You're queer.
Yeah, and it's just kind of like an outdoor stage, and it's hot, and it's, you know, it's meh. But it's like if you don't know anyone there, it's difficult. So I was on the fence about going, but then a listener of the show, Lamont Cranston, said that he was going to go and that he would meet me there. So I got to meet the listener of the show. I got to meet Lamont Cranston this past Saturday.
Friend of the show, Lamont Cranston.
I believe that phrase is copyrighted. So listener of the show, Lamont Cranston. I got to meet him in Norwalk. He's a lovely man. He showed up with two of his friends that live up in Glastonbury, which is north of me. And they were both psychologists. So, you know, we had a lot to talk about because I don't like to talk about it, but I do have a degree in psychology. But we got to talk about it. And it turns out they both play World of Warcraft. So we had a great time. I don't know what happened.
Wow, it was like clones of you.
Yeah, it's like Lamont left. We didn't even talk to him anymore. I was just talking to the other guys. So I went to this picnic down in Norwalk. It was fun. They had a great day. Adam, do you know what bacon cheeseburger crispy balls taste like?
I can imagine, but I'm not sure exactly. Is that like
you,
a hush puppy?
You would be wrong. You would be wrong. So there was a food vendor there that was selling crunchy balls, and they had two flavors of them. They had a chicken parm crunchy ball and a bacon cheeseburger crunchy ball.
Are they risotto balls, maybe?
No, they are basically, you're kind of right about the hush puppy, because if you bread and ball something and deep fry it, they all just taste like hush puppies. It's like you lose the individual flavors inside them. It was just like hush puppies with like some kind of, it was supposed to be a bacon cheeseburger in there, but it was kind of mainly.
Okay, so they took some sort of breading or some sort of batter.
Yeah.
And they balled up like bacon cheeseburger ingredients and dunked it in this batter and then fried it.
Deep fried it and then served it with ketchup. But that's what I found out from Lamont Cranston, that he and I have the same fetish about mustard, because they served it with ketchup. And I was like, I wish they would have had mustard, but they didn't have it. So we found out that, you know, that we both like mustard. But yeah, so here's the thing. So I ate the crispy bacon cheeseburger balls. They weren't that good.
Were they homemade?
I don't know. They did not look like cat's heads. I also had a gyro from a place that I swear to God, I think only one person at the gyro food truck spoke English. It was like they were all, it's like
They have that rotating meat blob thing?
I didn't see it because they were so confused by the oh no, you need change. No, give me the change. And like I was watching the whole production of them trying to make change for the money that I gave them that I missed the person even making my gyro. The other people in the psychologist, I think they might be vegetarian because they got like the falafels.
Oh.
Which I don't know why anyone would willingly eat chickpeas like that. I mean, it's not like unless they're vegetarians. But it's like, so they got the falafels and I got a gyro and it wasn't very good. I only ate like about half of it and I threw that away. And then Lamont got a pizza. He was the winner of the day. He got a pizza cooked in a like a brick oven, you know, like a pizza brick oven. It was a food truck that had a brick oven built into the side of it. And so they cooked it, you know, they had the little tent going on and they cooked the brick pizza right there in the food truck.
I've seen one of those on Food Network.
Yeah, it was quite good. And so we had that. Now here's the exciting news, Adam, before I go about the other topic that I had written on this Trello thing. Here's the exciting news. This coming Friday, the day that Pride 48 starts, this coming Friday, June 19th.
We're handing out gyros and bacon cheeseburger balls to all attendees.
No. It's even better. It is the Hamden, Connecticut Food Truck Festival.
Oh.
That is literally at the big, huge park that is like a half mile from me. I can walk to the park.
Joe Batance would love that.
I could walk to the park and get food from the food truck before I come and listen to the opening show at 7:45 on Friday night. I will have, so I can just get shit from the food trucks on Friday. I can just like have it all stored up here so that I don't need to leave the house at all during the Pride 48 weekend. I can just have, you know, churros and stuff like that. Like get one of those IKEA, cubicle things and just like put the food in them. Just from the many different food trucks that we have here. But that's not what I wanted to say. So, Adam, here at this this Pride picnic where I met Lamont Cranston and his two friends who were... hold that thought for just a second there. Yes, hello.
I'm Monica Lewis, and I'm here to say I played Chiquita Banana, and I died today. It was natural causes. I was 93. My only dying wish was that I beat RT. I'm survived by my two children. And I'm sure that they will cry, aye, aye. Best of all the presents that I got them are two lessons that I taught them. If you ever go to Vegas, buy some tickets, grab a friend, and go see Terry Sater. And you should never put bananas in the refrigerator. No.
You know, whoever that was didn't say their name.
Oh, snap. Snap.
You know, I mean, it's a rule is a rule. You've gotta say your, and that was a very,
it was creative, a very, very creative, very inventive kind of a thing. Wow.
But I feel like I would be cheating if I gave it to him.
You would.
I know
you
who
would.
It is. I know who it is, would. But...
Yeah, but it could be a Joe Batance impersonator. We don't know that it was Joe Batance.
No, because he's in my database. I know his I know his phone number.
Someone could have cloned his phone. You know, he just had his phone in the Apple store to get fixed. So someone could have cloned his phone. And we don't... Oh, wow. You know what I say, Adam? And I say what we do instead is we just give this entry to RT Cruiser.
Is that cool?
Yeah, so let's just write down RT Cruiser for that one, and yeah, and we'll be done.
All right, okay. That is the RT Cruiser was mentioned in the song, so maybe
that was the name that was used. Mm-hmm. So there you go. No, so this is what happened at this picnic, right? So the picnic was there, and there's vendors, and there's like, how many Pride festivals have you been to? Like.
A few. Although I don't like crowds, and it's the time in my life when I was doing that sort of thing was when I lived in Dallas, and it's like 150 million degrees in Dallas when they have the Pride Parade and everything.
Yeah, and it's not up here. I mean, it was in the 70s here. It was a lovely day. It was a gorgeous day, and the weather was great. But I always remember at these Pride festivals that they have like booths where you can buy things. You know, like little stickers or little tchotchkes or, you know, a t-shirt or...
Rainbow bandanas.
Right, something. Anything, right? It's like every single one of these booths just had brochures. They were just like, it was like P-Flag. Here's some brochures.
Was Cocktails and Cream Puffs there?
They might have been. It's like, yeah. It was like there was no booths that were selling anything. It was just kind of like, okay, so this is kind of, unless I'm really into, you know, this... what do you call it? The synagogue here, this gay synagogue. unless I'm really into it. It's like all I can do here is read their literature. There's this one place that I don't know what, I think it was a Hot Boy Factory or something, because it's like, it was called Empowerment New Haven, that had a booth there. I don't know what they did because they didn't have much literature out there. And it was like, but it was just hot boys. It was just like,
like half naked boys?
No, they were all wearing like t-shirts that had their logo on it, but they were all hot. And I'm just like, what do you do? I mean, I don't even
they're
know.
They're booth babes.
I don't even know what you do. I don't know what you sell. I don't know what you, what you're about or whatever. It's just, are you a porn site? I might be interested. I don't know. But it's just all kind of literature. So it was very much, that's the weird thing, I guess, is that maybe that's the difference between Florida and Connecticut is much more cerebral up here, right? It's like the reading pride, which, you know, if I could read or write, I would have a much better life. But it's like all this literature. So you end up, by the end of, if you were to take just a single piece of literature from every, you would end up with like this huge pile of, you know, just brochures and stuff that you were just going to throw away anyway. So I didn't get any literature. So, but
reminds me of a swag we have at Pride 48.
It does. No, the swag at Pride 48 is at least awesome, and it comes in a little bag that you don't have to like lug around all weekend. But here's the thing. So there was a band that was playing called Run Jenny. They were quite good live. It was like an all-girl band, and they were like, they were really good live. Because you know how like when you hear a live band, it's hard to know sometimes. Like it's hard to hear yourself when you're up on stage. Like, especially like one of those portable stages, right? They don't necessarily have all the monitors set up right. And so it's very easy for live acts to go off key because they can't hear themselves very well, right? So they're singing to the echo, which we don't need to get into the whole Doppler effect thing, but that's why a lot of times live performances either tend up, you know, end up being flat, is because they're hearing the Doppler, the bounce back of their sound, which actually is in a lower key than what you're, anyway, so that's, it doesn't matter. The point is that, you know, without adequate monitoring, it's very difficult to stay on key. And these chicks were just like, they were dead on. I mean, they were just awesome the entire time. They were like right on the money. They were a really good band. They had their own original songs that were really good. I like them a lot more than I would have thought. I bring this up only because that was the one act that I saw, because it was right next to the HIV testing tent. Okay. So they had a free HIV testing tent there. And one of the people that I was there with went to it. And I never found out whether they got their results or not. That's not important. The thing is like I thought for a moment maybe I would go and do it. But then I was like, I'm like an hour away from my home, right? That I drove here. I'm going to have to drive back home. I don't think I have HIV. I certainly haven't done anything risky, you know. So it's like I'm, you know, on the percentile scale, I would say I'm 95% sure that I don't have HIV.
Right.
But I don't know that I would want to get, I don't know that I would want to find out at a Pride picnic where I then had to get back into my car and drive home. Because if, you know, if I'm in that 5% of like, oh my God, you know, wait, oh my God, I actually do have this. That's like that's a shit ton of stuff to process as I'm now driving my car back down the interstate to get back home. It just seemed like that's I don't know.
Well, that, and I don't know that I would, and first of all, I want to say, I think it's great for awareness, and I know they have like 1 minute tests now.
No, I know this because one of our people, you know, one of the people I was there with did it. They did not use the ultra rapid saliva. They were actually stuck. They actually took blood. So they actually, this was a blood test that was done in 20 minutes. So it's not the ultra fast one. This is the other one. Now the chat room is yelling at me about getting tested. Keep in mind, chat room, we live in 2015. I can go to the Walgreens up the street here and get a test that I can do in my house. And I'm much better equipped in my house to pick up the phone and talk to someone if it did, you know, if it turned out that I was negative, whatever. I'm just saying it seemed like, and again, I'm being completely silly about it because there's not really a chance that I have HIV. But I mean, there's a chance, but there's not a massive chance that I have HIV. You know, so.
It's good that they're doing it, and I would never say that it's bad that they're doing it. But what I would say is that would be a place that I wouldn't want to get back bad results.
Yeah, you know, and it would be
walk
different.
Walk out of the tent, you know, yeah, I'm like right. crying. Yeah, exactly. I, you know, we got the Chiquita Banana song playing on the
give me more of those,
know,
bacon
stage.
Cheeseburger
wanna,
balls.
You know, I would want to go. I would actually want to go to a doctor's office or something and actually, you know, have someone there that I could talk to if the results were less
yeah,
than
I think
stellar.
That's. I think that is the my that was my hesitation is the fact I was and it wasn't even so much that I was an hour away from home. It was just I was there by myself. So I would have had to drive in the car by myself back home. I wouldn't have really had anyone to kind of talk to. If I was there with a friend, I think it would have been different, you know, but it was just kind of like I don't know. It was just I don't know why it gave me pause. But it did. So there you go. And the place that does this, the free anonymous testing, whatever, is you know, the AIDS center here in New Haven, which they do that daily. It's five blocks away from my office. I could walk to there anytime and get this test. But I think I'm probably, there's so much weird medical stuff going on right now with my divorce because I don't have a primary care doctor and I have to, and all the website stuff is in Robert's name and I have to like switch it over and it's a pain. So
yeah, well, there's no because of Obama, there are no pre-existing.
Thanks, Obama.
Anything.
Thanks,
so
Obama.
That's a good thing. At least until he's not president anymore, and then we'll see how that goes. So
Moose P in the chat room is saying this is a serious show. We've talked about dead uncles and now HIV testing.
Let's move on to some fun talk. Vegas, baby. So I bought my plane ticket today.
Oh. Yeah, why does no one ever listen to me when I give advice? Okay, yes, let's listen to this. Hello.
Yeah, hi, guys. Artie Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Fan again. Kelso Santibanez. Don't ask me how to pronounce that.
But you're calling in.
Mexican or Brazilian or something. Dead at 21. You would know him.
No. You don't know how. You just admitted this. It's like, I don't know who they are. I don't know this fucking, some fucking Brazilian guy.
It's
I don't
some
know
Brazilian Ken doll person.
Whatever. No. Sorry.
You know those Ken doll lookalike people? Yeah. You know, there are Barbie lookalikes and Ken doll lookalikes. He's one of those. We're sorry he died. However.
So here's the thing. I have told people this, and it's not me, right? It's not me. I didn't come up with I didn't do the math on this. This comes from Lifehacker and from other reputable places that the most advantageous time to buy a plane ticket for a trip is 54 days before the trip. And I'm sorry. Turn around. Don't even turn around. Just say in a very calm, conversational tone, Alexa, how many days until August 27th?
Alexa. How many days until August 27th?
74 days.
There are 74 days, Adam, until August 27th, and you went ahead and bought your plane ticket.
I think I got a relatively good deal for my airport.
What did you pay for it?
$325,
and that is leaving from?
It is leaving from XNA.
XNA going to XNA. LAX.
Going to LAS. See,
I am tracking mine right now because you are coming. Well, I don't want to say when you're coming in, but you're coming in the before the event and you're leaving.
I already said it. The 23rd. Why would we not? I'm keeping the time I'm going to be there a secret. No, I'm coming in on the 23rd, but I will be working from the hotel room. So here's what I was going to say, though. I'm really trying to figure out what hotel. So
mine is right now at 304. And I still haven't bought it.
My flights are expensive from my airport because of it being a small airport. But anyway, so I'm really trying to decide like on hotel because I want to stay at the Excalibur and I want to, you know, I want to add those numbers to the Pride 48 numbers and all that. And I know, but I really prefer the Luxor between the two.
Why do you even care?
Like, there's nothing wrong with the Excalibur.
I mean, they're sister hotels. We will still get credit for that.
Well, that and, I mean, people do make a good point that all the events happen at the Excalibur and there is a little bit of a walk, but it's all indoors, right?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, and the thing about it is, I prefer the spa at the, I know I say this every year, but whatever. I'm fat and ugly and everything else now, and so I will be like wrapping robes all over me, but I'm going to sit in the hot tub because I love hot tubs and steam rooms, but. I prefer the one at the Luxor, but you can't get in unless you're staying there. You can't like pay an extra fee or anything like that. So I'm trying to determine, and there's always also one of the other ones that are near there, like one of the other, but I probably shouldn't do that. I probably should do it between the Excalibur and the Luxor, since they're, you know, sister hotels. But I'm trying to decide, you know, should I split it up, like do Luxor Sunday through Wednesday and then do Excalibur Wednesday through Tuesday or whatever. But so I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do. Are you just going to stay at the Excalibur the whole time or do you know what you're
going to
do?
I do not know what I'm going to do yet.
You're waiting on like what you can get for free?
Yeah, I'm an MLife customer or whatever. I'm an MLife member. That's what I want to say. And they haven't sent me my summer package yet. So the summer package comes out usually at the end of June. And that would be the one that has the free days for during that 90-day period. So a certain number of my nights will be free through my MLife, usually three. So there's usually I get three free days. So I usually get an offer for three free nights plus a certain amount of money in free play. So like last year it was like $50 in free play. So I'm waiting for that offer to come through because that will cut out half of my hotel.
I am like a very low level M life. Like I have like 0 points. I don't even know whatever the lowest level is, you know, like they have platinum. I'm like, rock right. or something. I don't know.
Well,
like,
the thing that makes it nice for me is that I can use my M life for the more expensive nights. So it's like I can use the free nights during the Friday, Saturday and Sunday nights and then do my Pride 48, the around that, which then ends up me just paying $29 a night for the rooms.
I tell you what, I am a blackjack fiend now. I'm going to go to those video blackjack tables.
You're going
to
clean up. We're going to call you Blackjack Burns.
I'm not going to go to one with an actual person. I want to do the computerized one. But yeah.
Someone said in the chat room that, you know, because it's such a heavy show that I really should talk about going to the Eagle last night. And that would, so.
Well, I want to mention one more thing and then you can talk about whatever you want. This is just stupid of me. Hold that thought.
Let's see what this is. Yes, hello.
The great Saruman has died. This is Brian L. in New Orleans calling in to report that Christopher Lee, best known as Dracula and Saruman, has died at 93.
That's sad.
But he was 93.
Yes. And he was someone who had a big influence on a young Vera Charles. If you listened to her latest show, you would have heard that. But then, congratulations, Brian. You are entered into the thing into the thing.
So, Daniel, I don't know if you're aware of this, but I'm 36 years old.
I was unaware of that.
This morning, I do not enjoy the sermons at my church. It's a Baptist church.
I don't enjoy the sermons at your church either.
It's a Baptist. I'm a Christian, but first of all, the pastor is boring. And second of all, it's Baptist. So it's all hellfire and brimstone and damnation, and everything you do is going to send you to hell and whatever, right?
Yes.
So I don't want to listen to that, but I do, you know, I like to play my trumpet in church and I do like to go to church. I just really don't want to listen to that sermon. And
go ahead.
And anyway, so what I usually do is I go to the first service, but instead of staying to listen to the sermon, I go home in between because I live like a 3-minute drive from the church. So I just, and then the sermon lasts like 45 minutes. So I'll, you know, work on some laundry or eat breakfast or something like that. And then I'll go back and play the second service and then go home. My parents go to this church.
Yeah.
So I find myself, this is the ridiculous part of me, ladies and gentlemen, of the many things that are ridiculous. But I don't want my parents to know that I'm not listening to the sermons.
Why?
Well, because, you know, they would want me to listen. They would be disappointed if I, you know, if I wasn't listening to the sermons. You know?
Which I'll be only, like, I will listen to his sermon when he listens to my fucking podcast.
So here's what I do. I try to make them think that I'm going in the service. So they're in choir. So we're all walking along the corridor together. And I say, well, you know, you guys have a good, they go to Sunday school. So I'm like, have a good Sunday school. And I go into the bathroom that's near there.
Do you do the little fake walking like, way? Like, chomp, 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 chomp.
So, and I'm like doing all this, like, you know, I can't think of the word, but I'm, you know.
Stand by the old rugged ground.
I'm trying to obfuscate the fact that I'm not going to this. So, you know, I'm like, I'm hiding in the restroom until they're in there. And then I sneak to my car and drive off. And then I drive. And this morning I get back a little bit early getting back. And I see my mom rounding the corner. And I literally like jumped back behind a corner, a wall, so she didn't see me. And then I'm like peeking around the corner to see if my mom sees that I'm not in there listening. It was the most ridiculous thing.
Yes. Yes, that is. It is very ridiculous.
I'm 36.
Yes.
And I'm sneaking around corners at church to make my parents think I'm listening to the sermon. How ridiculous. I'm really ridiculous. That's all. That I just had to bring that up so everyone would know.
Far away.
How ridiculous I am. That's it.
I didn't know they were actually.
That's it.
That is pretty sad. I honestly.
This is how much I care what my parents think of me.
I just get over it. I'm going to go up 3 or 4 paragraphs here in the chat room to something that was written about a completely different thing by Turniphead, but has to do with this exact same. I'm sure Turniphead would just copy and paste this exact same sentence. Adam Burns, why do you want to make it way more complicated than it needs to be?
Because that's my life, I guess. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Just, anyway,
did you like the sermon today, Adam? I really enjoyed the part. You know, where the boy had stuck his finger in the pie, and he was going to get in trouble for it and everything. But then he pulled his finger out and he prayed to Jesus, and Jesus healed the hole in the pie.
You know, that's happened to me before. They've actually asked me what I thought of the sermon, and I had to, like, think of something to say that would be generic
enough. I like the part where Jesus was there.
I'm like, well, you know, I find his sermons kind of boring, but this one, I like the part
where they all, like, went to hell and perished.
Well, and there are preachers that I like their sermons. Like, I am a Christian. I consider myself to be a Christian, but I don't like his. And I'm not a fan of Baptist sermons, particularly.
You just need to quit going to that church. Anyway, so here's the thing. I don't know what that is. Oh, yes, hello.
Hey, guys. Mags again for the Celebrity Death Phone. And this one is a personal one. It's professional wrestler Dusty Rhodes.
Dusty Rhodes.
Who had been wrestling in the 80s and 90s when me and my dad really got into it, died at the age of 69, which is a lot younger than I thought he was. Sad to hear that one, but hopefully it was painless. Bye.
There you go. Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream. The reason that I actually know this is because he spent a fair amount of time in Florida when I was a child, and he was friends with one of my brother's friends. So I've actually met Dusty Rhodes several times. There you go. So congratulations. Congratulations. You were entered into the thing with the thing. I don't know how to talk anymore. I completely lost it. Here's the thing. I wrote down on the Trello here that I wanted to talk about Christian's Pleased to Meet You podcast had posted in the Pride 48 group on Facebook a question of, you know, what is the process of you doing your show? And a bunch of different podcasters had answered that and a bunch of wrong answers. But yeah. No, I mean, it was interesting to see all of the different answers that they had there. So I encourage, if you have any interest in that, go over there and see all the many different ways that people do that. I was going to talk about that somewhat because it was really just more of a case that I was just going to ask some stupid questions that nobody really cares about. But this is what happened. So I left the Pride picnic, Adam.
So change of topics. We are not going to talk about podcasting.
So I was on Saturday, I was at the Pride picnic, and the headline entertainment was the House of Edwards. Now, I know you don't know who that is because you are not a drag queen fan.
I'm not. Okay. I'm sorry.
So that house, and I want to say this is relatively new, this whole house business, but basically in drag, it is, you typically have a drag mother who is like an older drag queen that, you know, you kind of learn your craft from and that you know, teaches you things and helps you out when you're getting started.
Yes, I am aware of that.
And sometimes in the South, they will take that a step further and they will give you your drag name with their surname. Right, so that you are the House Edwards, which would be, so this House of Edwards would, in this case, is Alyssa Edwards and Laganja Stranja and Shangela, which you know, were all her drag daughters, and they go around and do this thing. Now Turnipad is correcting me on it. I don't know. I said I don't know if it's a new house. I just remember, I don't ever remember it being billed this way in the past, and it's maybe just be a regional thing. Drag is by no means homogenous throughout the United States, and it could just be this something that I'm unfamiliar with. But this is all unimportant to the what I'm trying to say is that they were the headline entertainment at the picnic was the House of Edwards, which is Alyssa Edwards and Laganja Estranja and Shangela doing their little dance numbers. Which I've seen them on YouTube. I've seen them do their numbers, and it really is just kind of standard drag, right? Standard lip sync. They have a cute little number and whatnot, and they do their little dead drops and stuff. But it was nothing that I didn't, you know, it was nothing I hadn't seen before. And so I made the decision that, you know what? I've been wanting to go into New York to go to the Eagle for the last few weeks. I end up, for whatever reason, not doing it at the last minute. And then just staying in and watching TV all night and just sitting on the, you know, sitting on the couch or whatever. So I was like, you know what, damn it. No, I'm going to this Pride picnic. I'm going to go to New York and go to, I'm already at Norwalk. So I was like, it's much closer to New York. I can just hop on the train and go there. So I talked to my cat person, the person that feeds my cats for me, and they were unavailable to feed the cats for me on Saturday. So I actually had to leave the Pride picnic, drive all the way back up to my house. Which isn't that far. I mean, it's Connecticut. We're the second smallest state in the Union. Well, third smallest state in the Union. So it's nothing by definition is that far. But I drove back up to the apartment and I fed the cats. And then I went and got on a train and went into New York City. So I went into New York City, Adam, to the infamous Eagle Bar. I don't have a thing. Dun, dun, dun. The infamous Eagle Bar, the leather bar in New York City, where all kind of things are purported to go on.
Oh. So what went on?
Well, I was going to tell you this. So I didn't quite know. I've seen a lot in my years. You know what I'm saying? I've seen a lot.
Yes.
I've seen a lot of penises. I've seen a lot of things going on. I've seen a lot of sex happening in weird places. I've seen a lot of things. But I can't even say I haven't seen this before, because I've seen PAs before.
Okay.
But last night, I had one in my hand, and it was so weird. It was just so...
You had a PA in your hand. Now, was it attached to something?
Yes, it was. And the guy had two of them. And it was just like, this guy, his dick was in my hand, but he had like two PAs in his hand. And
Those can hurt your teeth, I'll tell you that.
I didn't want to find that out. I'm just, I wouldn't want to put that in my mouth. Because it would hurt my teeth. I'm just saying.
It does. You have to be careful.
Yeah. It would, not only you have to be careful, but like when you're touching it, it's like if you touch it wrong, then that hurts them too, right? So it's just kind of like, it was just weird. He was a nice guy. He was a very nice guy. And
I like that. I had this PA and the penis in my hand, but he was a very nice guy.
He was a nice guy, but I basically had to tell him, I'm sorry. It's like, this is just freaking me out. It's like, But you're a lovely guy. You're a lovely guy. Maybe he'll be there when Dr. Wesley Pythagoras Stone and I are there. I can introduce him to Dr. Maybe Dr. Stone isn't freaked out by these things, so I can.
I bet Dr. Stone loves PAs.
Yaz Mamadou wants to know if they were hoops or dangly or door knockers. I think they were door knockers. Is that the ones that have like the ball on each side, but they're kind of like a horseshoe with the balls on each side?
You're out of my frame of reference.
Yeah, it was
whatever.
It was just kind of whatever. So it's like, but I was at the, I was there at the Eagle last night. And there was, it's a nice little bar. It's not little by any stretch. It's three stories. It's quite big. I didn't really stay that late. Here's the weird thing is when you go into New York City and you don't stay, you have to make that last train back home. Because after 1:47, which is when the last train leaves, there's not another train until 5 a.m. So if you miss the 2 a.m. train, you're going to be, cooling your heels for 3 or 4 hours before the next the morning train happens. So I got on the, it was like the 107 train, I think I got on. I got on the 107 train. And now I don't want to say veteran, but I ride the MTA quite a few times. So I was like, I knew that I had been out drinking, right? I knew that I was going to need to pee at some point during this trip. So what happens is Grand Central is a terminal, as is the Union Station in New Haven, right? So when you go to those places and get on the train, you have ample time to select your seat because the trains are sitting there until they leave, right? So it's not like a transit station where, the train pulls up, you have 30 seconds to get on the train before it doors shut and then pulls away. So you have a good 20 or 30 minutes to board the train and whatever. So I picked a seat in a train car that had one of the restrooms in it. So, because I knew, it's not going to be a busy train. It's like, but I will have to pee at some point because it's an hour and a half.
Right.
It's like, so, and I had watched Jurassic Park on the way up on my tablet, and I was watching, I was finishing watching Jurassic Park and whatever. Here's the problem. This didn't cross my mind that maybe, just maybe, the 107 a.m. train leaving out of Grand Central on a Saturday night might be full of drunk people. It didn't really cross my mind. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's not one of those things in your big ahead of time planning and whatnot. It's like, you don't think, maybe this train is going to be chock full of drunk people. Right?
And sitting near the bathroom, things can be going on in the bathroom.
No, actually, with drunk people actually, well. That would have been fine. I would have been fine for that. It's like, no, but what happens in the bathroom is the drunk people, because you got to remember that alcohol sales don't stop in New York City until 4 a.m. and they sell alcohol at Grand Central. So it's like these drunk people are getting on the train with more beer, right? Then they get sick with the motion, and then they go and they puke in the bathroom.
So I found the sound effect you were looking for.
Yes. Thank you.
I think that was quite too quiet. But anyway.
So I'm stuck on this train, and I had, after about an hour, I finished watching Jurassic Park. I'm there. I had to pee. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really had to pee.
I understand that feeling.
I had to pee bad enough that I was willing to put up with the fact that there's vomit in the bathroom. You know what I'm saying? It's like, fine, I will take a deep breath. I'm going to go in there. I'm going to pee in the bathroom. I opened the bathroom door, which wasn't locked. And there's like a guy like laying, like laying on the floor, like with his head in the toilet, right? And I was like, oh, sorry, right? And I go back out and I just keep watching the door. It's like, come on, get out of the fucking, come on, get out. It's like station after station, right? It's like, this dude, he's got to have a station at some point. He's got to get off this fucking train at some point in time because I really,
unless he's passed out,
I really fucking have to pee. Oh my God, I have to pee so badly. It's like my eyeballs are floating. It's like, you know, I can't cross my legs any further. It's like, there's nothing. I am going to pee my, I'm going to pee my pants. Oh my God, I'm going to pee my pants. So we get to this thing. I stand up so that I'm not putting pressure on my bladder anymore, right? It's like, so I'm kind of like on at my seat, kind of like standing up but with like my knee on the seat, you know, like kind of standing there. Hi, I'm Jimmy Bob standing on the train. And, you know, so I can see the bathroom. I can't get the bathroom. And so I'm like two stations away from where I'm parked.
Right.
And then my brain starts going, all right, what are my options when I get off this train? Because it's a big parking lot there. So it's not like I can just, you know, I can't just like get off the train and whip it out and immediately just start peeing into the wind, right? It's just like, right. It's a big train station there and there's a parking lot there. And I don't know. It's like, so I'm thinking to myself, it's like, are there bushes around the corner of the, you know, it's like, does it have like a big hedge around one of the sides? Could I just get in my car and just zoom over to like the dark side of the parking lot and just like pee into the bushes there? It's like, no. In fact, it's a very well-lit parking lot, as it turns out, a very well-lit parking lot with concrete walls around it, right? So I get into my car and I have to pee so goddamn bad. It's like, I'm there. Fun fact, Vera Charles's show is playing on the, as soon as I get into the car there. So it's like, now I'm listening to Conscience while I have to pee. And for some reason that makes me have to pee more. And thank goodness there's a mall right across from this station. There's a mall and the mall was empty. But more importantly, the mall had landscaping.
Okay.
I blew past two red lights to get into this mall parking lot. And like,
you know, you can be arrested for peeing in
public. Oh my God, I don't care. I would have paid any fine because I had to, it was so painful. It's like, I just had to whip my car into like a dark corner of this parking lot near some bushes and just get and pee into the bush. I could have been standing in fire ants. I don't care. It would have been, oh my God, Adam, it was so, oh, it really. There's nothing more. That was really the story. Yes, hello.
Yeah, hi guys. T. Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. Gilbert Lewis played the original King of Cartoons on Pee Wee's Playhouse. Dead at 79. Bye.
Ah, congratulations, RT Cruiser. Your thing is entered into the thing. So, which is, I guess, how I'm going to say this now. Your thing is entered into the thing. There you go.
Your name is in the pot.
Thank God I didn't have one of those, you know, PAs.
Right.
That seems like it would interfere with your peeing. Oh, it's just, oh,
it does.
Yeah.
It does.
Break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste
DI Plus
it,
technology it, segment it, brought to you by
write it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, track
Vera Charles.
It,
I don't know.
It,
it's brought to you by Conscience's Corner.
Upgrade, yeah, it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it.
What do we have here on the old tech segment, Adam Burns?
Well, so we have one. We have a tech question, so we could do that one first. If you
hold on a second. So Baron Frosty in the chat room is saying that peeing in public can get you on the sex offender registry. I don't really on the sex offender registry.
I think
registry?
It depends on what state you're in.
Like erect or flaccid?
No. What state? Like of the union. State of the union.
Excellent. I think, let's see, you see, Baron Frosty is saying that men with PAs have to sit to pee because there is a spray issue. So there, yeah, there you go. All right, let's just go ahead. We'll play this tech question. It came in to us from Mags.
Hello, guys. This is Mags from Chaotic Ravings. I have a tech question for you.
Yes.
I am going to get into the smartphone world here because theater has shown me that smartphones are almost a must-have anymore.
Yes, they are.
I'm going to be on Sprint because that's the big one that everybody I know is on.
Yes.
Here's the deal. I can either get an iPhone 6 Plus.
Yes.
Or I can get an LG G4. Both of them with monthly, you know, fees and everything I want come out to about $95 a month. I'm just wondering, which one would you go with? I'm more familiar with Android because I've got an Android tablet. But iPhone is iPhone. I've never owned an Apple product before, and it sounds like it'd be a good thing. The screen is the thing there because I have trouble seeing. But I'm on the fence, so I'd like to see what you guys think about that. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. All right, so a couple of things. Number one, I'm assuming that you are going to be on Sprint because Sprint has good coverage in your area. Here's the thing. It used to be that you would basically, choose your phone based off, the best carrier in your area. You definitely want to check that out, because what will happen sometimes is you'll buy a phone and let's say you're on T-Mobile or something, and then you end up in a place where T-Mobile is not the best carrier for that area. And then you kind of have a problem. That's less of a problem nowadays because almost all phones are available on all carriers. So that's kind of like a little niche thing there. But I don't know if the LG4 that he mentioned?
LG G4.
I don't know if that's available on all carriers or not. Sometimes they change the names of them based on the carrier. So like there's some Samsung phones that are the exact same phone. They're just named differently on Verizon and another one. But here's a thing that I would like to say. I already knew this was going to happen. Joe Batanz is sending me this text here. I'll just read it for you in its entirety. Oh God, asking Daniel about an Android versus iPhone is like asking people to pick a religion. Oh, asking the Pope to pick a religion. Absolutely untrue, Joe Batanz. The only reason that I would suggest going with an Android Max is because you were already in the Android ecosystem, right? You already have an Android tablet, and so you're already familiar with it. If you had an iTunes, if you already had stuff invested, like if you had bought movies and music on iTunes and stuff like that, then Apple is a great way to go because you already have things in that ecosystem. And really, that's what the difference between these two things comes down to. I always use Android because all of my stuff is in that ecosystem, right? It would be a pain in the ass for me to move stuff over into the Apple universe. Just in the same sense that if someone had a big music library on iTunes and everything, it would be stupid for them to go with Android instead of iPhone because they basically already have a lot of stuff invested in that ecosystem. So like my boss is a good example there. My boss uses PCs and Windows and everything like that, but he has an iPhone and an Apple TV because that is where his media purchases went, right? He bought things on iTunes, and so it makes more sense to keep him in that universe. However, what I want to suggest to you, because I have had Sprint before, Sprint has a couple of good unlimited plans. You might want to check, however, with Google Fi, especially if you're already in this place where you're going to be buying a new phone. You might want to check Google Fi, which is a new wireless service that is being offered by Google. It's priced very competitively, and what they're doing is they're acting as an MVNO between Sprint and T-Mobile. So you will still be using the Sprint towers, but they will be supplemented with Wi-Fi signals and with the T-Mobile signal. So the software determines which towers have the best signals or whether there's a strong Wi-Fi source near you and will shunt your traffic. Your call will switch between those two things pretty seamlessly. So if you're in your house, you're going to be going over your Wi-Fi, which is a much better signal than any kind of tower that you would have outside. But if you go outside, then if the Sprint signal's better, it's going to go to the Sprint signal. And if it's T-Mobile's better, it's going to go there. So that's all seamless to you. That's unimportant to you. The real important thing there is to make sure that the Google Fi, I believe Google Fi is priced differently, because what Google is trying to do is just like what they did with Google Fiber whenever they're just trying to set up a thing. It's like, hey, you wireless people, why don't you quit being so douchey about all these like extra charges and everything. Here's just like a flat fee charge, right? You're going to pay for 60 minutes for this month. And if you only use 40 minutes, well, you get to carry 20 of them over. And it's like you use the minutes that you pay for and you get to carry them over. And it works out to be cheaper than most of the other plans. It seems daunting at first because you have to buy a Nexus 6 for it, but there is financing available for the Nexus 6 that will come in at about $30 a month, which is, for 18 months, which is going to be the same, so let's say like I'm on T-Mobile, which I have a $35 unlimited plan on T-Mobile. And then I pay an additional $35 a month for my phone for 18 months because I bought my phone outright, right? So basically my cell phone bill is $70 a month for 18 months. As soon as my phone is paid off in 18 months, my cell phone bill drops to $35, right? That might be something that you might want to check into is the Google Fi and the Nexus 6. Other than that, if you like the big screen on the iPhone 6 Plus and you want to stay with Android, I would look at the Nexus 6 on T-Mobile. I mean, not on T-Mobile, on Sprint, if you want to stay with Sprint. Because I believe the Nexus 6 is available on all carriers.
I would recommend iPhone if someone is not very technical and, and may have never used Android before.
Yeah, well, in this case,
But if you already have an Android tablet, I don't see a reason not to use Android. So...
The nice thing about staying in the same ecosystem, if you have an iPad, then it makes sense to go to an iPhone because you can share apps between them, right? And it's like the same thing in the Android. So if there's apps that you like on your tablet, you can now use them on your phone and vice versa. So it's better to stay in the same ecosystem.
I've heard good things about the G4.
Yeah, Max is in the chat room here. He's asking if I'm on Fi. I'm actually not on Fi. I am a T-Mobile. There's a secret geeky little T-Mobile thing, which I'll just go ahead and mention. I know that you're not considering T-Mobile, but let me just go ahead and mention this out there. That T-Mobile has a plan that is a $35 a month plan that is unlimited data, unlimited texting, but only 100 minutes of voice. And I never talk on the phone. If I do talk on the phone, I use my Google Voice number, which goes over data instead of my thing. So for me, it's perfect. And it's $35 a month. And it's on their website, but it's not on their website. It's on their website under a prepaid plan. And so it kind of looks like one of these prepaid, which it actually is a prepaid. You have to go buy the SIM for $10. So for your first month, it's going to be $45 because you buy the $10 SIM. And then you just basically set it up on their website where you just automatically repopulate that SIM every month for $35. And then you're locked into this plan. So it's kind of a geeky, weird thing to do. But if you can do it, it makes your cell phone bill just incredibly cheap because it's basically $35 a month for your cell phone bill. This assumes that you bring your own phone to the table, which is why I bought my phone and financed it separately, because that way I have my own phone.
So I was just looking because I knew that the LG G4 had gotten good reviews, and someone mentioned the Galaxy S5. Actually, the latest Galaxy is the S6, and what I'm seeing is they're very similar. The main difference between the two is going to be if you need a removable battery or a micro SD slot. Apparently, the G4 has both of those things. The S6 does not, at least based on this article that I'm reading on Extreme Tech. So, as far as everything else, they're pretty closely matched. It's kind of, I didn't realize that the Galaxies had gone to a non-removable battery, because Samsung always had removable batteries before.
No, for the last couple of years, almost everyone has gone to non-removable batteries. It's very difficult to find removable batteries. But Motorola doesn't have them either. It's kind of a thing. Right. I'm not hard on my batteries though. I don't know why. I'm a very heavy phone user, but I don't really seem to have the same battery issues that a lot of people have. I think maybe it's just because I'm used to it, so I'm kind of always in a place, I'm either at my office where I can easily charge my phone, or I'm at my house where I easily charge my phone. I have a phone charger in my car, so if I need to, I can charge it in my car. You know what I'm saying? It's like I'm just kind of always surrounded by chargers. There's very few times in my life that I'm not more than 3 or 4 hours away from being somewhere where there's a charger. And then for that matter, I have a travel battery that is, when I go into the city for all day and whatever.
I honestly wish that my parents and my grandma used Apple products, just because I'm tired of being their tech help.
Anyway, well, I hope I didn't confuse you even more, Mags, but check out Google Fi. It is something, especially if Sprint is good in your area. And don't go with it if it's just like a $5 difference, but if it's a good $20 difference in a month, it's absolutely worth doing, simply because it's not a contract. You can drop it at any time. They were more expensive than my plan. Yeah, you can drop it at any time. So it's not like you're locked into it for 2 years or whatever. But I will say this, and I don't want to get too far in the weeds on this, but if you're not going with the T-Mobile all you can, prepaid plan, if you're not going with Google Fi, it really, and you don't live in another country, and you live in the United States, basically, it is better off financing your phone through the phone company than it is trying to bring your own, because they charge you the same amount. It's like, if I own my phone and I went to Sprint and said, I want your unlimited plan, it would cost me the same as if I had financed a phone for them. It's like, so I would still be paying for the financing of the phone option, even though I'm not financing a phone, because so many people do it. It's like, if there's no economic incentive for you to, if you're still going to be paying that, right? Because you think about it, a phone is $700, right? Basically, a high-end phone is about $600 to $700, right? So if you're paying $50 a month, right, then just work out the number of months there, right? There's no way that you shouldn't be paying more than 18 months on that thing, because, how much are you going to pay for the $600 phone? I'm not making a lot of sense, am I? And it was just really tricky. Like if you get a really good deal where it's you know, bundled, but just, if you hold onto your phone for longer than the 2 year period that you have it, you're basically just paying them for nothing, right? If you don't upgrade your phone after 2 years and you're on Sprint or Verizon or T-Mobile on one of their subsidized plans, you're still paying for a subsidized phone and not getting the new hardware. So it's like
but it depends because like I'm on AT&T and the deal that I'm on, you pay extra, but once the phone is paid off, it goes back down to whatever that rate is.
See, I haven't seen AT&T, so
now, and I thought T-Mobile was the same way.
T-Mobile is the same way. That is their new Un-carrier thing, and AT&T might have done that to
yeah, I think
that.
AT&T.
But I think both Sprint and Verizon. The other thing, and God, I am so far in the weeds on this, and I really apologize. The other thing, you need to remember that both Sprint and Verizon use CDMA, which are two, it's a different kind of network than anyone else in the entire universe uses, whereas AT&T and T-Mobile use GSM phones, which are used all across Europe and internationally. So it's like, if you're on Sprint or Verizon and you plan on doing any kind of traveling outside the United States, you're going to have to get a burner phone or something because your phones will not work outside the United States because of the odd network choices that both Sprint and Verizon made when they were first setting it up. The exception to that is the LTE radio, which is a separate radio. But that's, again, way into this into the weeds. All right. What is the next thing on our tech segment here, Adam?
You had Skype via a web browser or via
I did.
Website.
You know what? So this just happened this past week. Microsoft had a little thingy. I don't know if you saw this or not. Did you see it?
I didn't see this announcement. No, I didn't see this. No.
You can actually now go to Skype.com. And you can sign in with your Skype account there, and you can actually use Skype in your browser. You do not have to download the thing. What's the word I'm looking for? You don't have to download the Skype program and clutter up your computer with it or whatever. You can actually just use it straight from your browser there, which is a new thing that Microsoft has done with Skype. In case you were unfamiliar, Microsoft bought out Skype about, 5 years ago? Seems like they've
15
had
15 years ago. No, I don't know. Maybe 5 years.
So it's a while ago. But yeah, so you absolutely should check that out if it's something. Because this is what I was... Joe Batanz was having some computer issues. And I jokingly said to him, you should just get a Chromebook. And then right after I said, you should just get a Chromebook, I was like, but he uses his computer to record podcasts. So what would he do for that? And then Microsoft made this announcement. And I was like, oh, there you go. There you go. Problem solved. You could actually just do the podcast on a Chromebook now. You can use Skype. So you don't need to download software. This means you can use Skype on a Chromebook. So that's an amazing little thing there.
You might want to test it out because it's still beta and everything and see if it works as well as the downloaded application. But
I'm sure it will. I mean, you and I are using we're using Google Hangouts, which is basically the same thing. We didn't install anything on our computer. This is basically it's basically the HTML5 things that are going on there. Those are the things that we had in our tech segment tonight. Hold on. One moment here. Yes, hello.
Hey guys, Anthony Christopher for the Celebrity Death Phone. Big band leader James Last, dead at 86. Hasn't done anything recently, but if you dare to read your parents' vinyl collection, I'm sure I'll have some of his albums. Okay, bye.
Bye. Are we giving him this? James Lust?
If I go through my parents' porno collection?
Yeah.
Is that what he said? Or vinyl collection?
I think he said porno. I think James, vinyl is Australian.
I don't know. I guess. Yeah.
I think vinyl is Australian slang for porno. Pretty sure that's what it is. Anyway, thank you so much, Mags, for your tech question. I hope that we answered something, and I hope we didn't. I feel like we just really confused you even more. But hopefully you're a bright guy. You'll figure it out.
No matter what you get, everything's good nowadays.
Yeah, exactly. You'll be fine no matter what you do. So. Wow.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, chart it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick rewrite it, plug it.
The news. Yes, I'm sorry. The tech segment ending was really loud, but people listening to the downloaded podcast won't know that because it'll be fixed by then. I apologize to the chat room for blowing your eardrums out.
A woman was caught on camera destroying a convenience store while the store owner watched in horror.
Thank God. I thought you were going to say a woman was caught peeing in the bushes outside of the Fairfield Metro train station. And I was kind of like, oh my God, that was me.
In the video posted below, the woman can be seen taking candy bars from racks and throwing them to the ground while yelling at employees, reportedly because they were out of Skittles. According to a YouTube clip of the incident, the destruction occurred at a store in downtown St. Louis, Missouri. The woman was not identified in the video.
Don't you go to St. Louis occasionally?
I do. But I did not see this woman. I didn't see her. It says, call the police. She says, I don't give an F. I don't give a, I guess I could say fuck, but I don't give a bleep. The woman then makes her way to the other displays in the store and begins pushing over racks filled with food and spilling products onto the ground.
How dare you not have any Skittles?
A man said to be the owner subsequently rushes over to the woman as she continues to destroy the store's property. So this woman, and I, wow. Have you ever gotten that mad over Skittles? I mean, I know we all right,
Adam,
love
Adam,
Skittles.
Adam, let's say that you were in a convenience store. And let's just say, I don't know, for the sake of argument, that you're on crack. And they didn't have any Mountain Dew, any Diet Mountain Dew.
Oh, I get so mad when, you know what, this is
and,
more of a vending.
And on top of that, all they have is, you know, like Cherry Coke, but the ad campaign for it is just got a big poster of Ramsey Bolton, like holding it. I drink Cherry Coke.
Right.
You would be the guy on the, So, Yaz Mamadou wins the chat room. She says he's just trying to taste the fucking rainbow.
Well, yeah. She's an interesting looking woman. Anyway, so hopefully they got Skittles now.
Mm-hmm.
And moving on to Austria. Mm-hmm. An Austrian brothel is offering customers free sex in a summer-long protest over what its owner sees as punitive tax payments.
I know a man with a hefty tax bill. Lady, oh, lady, oh, lady, ooh.
We are not paying taxes anymore. Effective immediately, free entrance, free drinks, free sex.
Wow.
The establishment in Salzburg posted on its website. Uh-huh. A woman who answered the phone there on Sunday said it was no joke. The Österreich newspaper showed a picture of men queued up outside to take advantage of the unusual offer. It quoted Onan Hermann Mueller as saying he would compensate from his own pocket up to 10,000 euros a month that prostitutes working at the club will forego. Mueller, who also operates brothels in four other cities in Germany and Austria, has complained in past media interviews about what he says has been punitive taxation and regulation of his businesses. He said he had paid nearly 5 million euros in taxes in Salzburg alone over the past decade.
Wow.
So
Baron Frosty says, free sex? Isn't that just a Tuesday at Daniel's house?
Ba-dum-ching.
Yeah, Monday, to any day that ends in Y, basically. Yes.
Yeah, so if you want, now I'm assuming this is probably a straight establishment.
I would imagine, yes. But, I don't believe you would call a gay brothel a brothel. They would probably say,
what would you call it?
No, but they would say a gay brothel. I mean, it's like that. That'd be something they'd throw in.
Well, anyway, so yeah. So
it's a brothel that is 2 weeks younger than that one and is also gay.
Right.
I don't know. I was reaching there.
So if anybody wants free sex.
I'm just confused. I'm torn by this in so many different, because I don't know the rules in Austria. I don't know the tax code in Austria.
What I want to say is, if it's legal to own a brothel, then why wouldn't they tax it?
Well, of course it would. But that's because no matter where or any time that you have taxes, it is just the easiest thing to pass, right? Sin taxes are the easiest thing to pass because no one is going to stand up and vehemently object to a tax on alcohol or sex or smoking or things like that. That's why alcohol and sex and smoking are taxed so highly, right? It's just like they're sin taxes, right? They're taxes because of our, you know, because of our puritanical background or whatever, that we just kind of like, well, you know, we're going to do those things. When in fact, what would be better is if we were having much higher taxes on things that caused us real damage, right? You know, it's like, so alcohol does actually cause us real damage. We pay billions of dollars a year in healthcare for people that are, you know, abuse alcohol. But we also, you know, pay billions of dollars a year for people's healthcare that, you know, eat badly or whatever. We should be charging more for, you know, taxing more for that. I don't know. It's just, I don't know the tax code over there. I don't know.
Well, anyway, so if you want some free sex.
In general, I have an issue with business owners that bitch about taxes. That's just
if you want some free sex, according to Baron, go to Daniel's house on a Tuesday.
Yes.
Or fly to Austria.
I just, especially business owners that basically benefit from all the things that taxes pay for, that bitch about the fact that, you know, that they have to pay taxes.
That's the news.
That's the news. Oh, well then,
that is.
Fuck. I had
unless
it.
You have any.
I know I had.
You
had
say.
No. I had three of them. I had. Well. I had the. No, I had Dora queued earlier, and then I played that other thing. What did I play?
I don't know.
I played the Rugged Cross, and then I closed the window after I played the old Rugged Cross. Oh. Now Dora has gone the way of the Rugged Cross, and I can just play that as the birthday song. Let's see. Hold on. I'm gonna
no.
Happy birthday. Google Music has changed their interface, and so now here we go.
I'm so glad you helped me get to the fiesta today. Do you know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta! So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Allah.
Happy birthday to you.
Allah.
Happy birthday.
Jesus. Oh my God, you scared the shit out of me, Adam.
Oops, that comes across.
You scared this. I thought someone was pounding on my door. It's like, I like thought, oh my God, the neighbors are mad that I'm singing the Dora song.
Oops.
I peed on myself a little bit here, I think.
Did you have a bush?
No, there's no bushes around. Now I have to clean that shit up. Oh God. It is the DI Plus birthday segment, the segment of the show where Adam will play musical cues for several different people's birthdays, and I, using only my head brain and word mouth, will mouth words. I always get that wrong. My head brain and mouth words will determine whose birthday it is without cheating.
Exactly.
Yes. Adam, who is our first musical cue for the evening?
Here we go. Are you ready for this musical cue?
I am.
All right.
Well, we're moving on now.
This is, of course, the theme to the Jeffersons.
Yes, it is.
It is a spinoff show from All in the Family, in case you didn't know that. So I'm going to go with Patrick.
You probably won't get this
Patrick
one.
Hemsley.
No.
Florida Wheezy. Whatever her name was. Florida something.
No.
Marla Gibbs.
Oh, yes.
Ah, yay. Marla Gibbs. Excellent. Who later had a spinoff of her own from this spinoff. What the fuck was that?
I'm having issues. Sorry.
There, I'll do it. Yeah, so
thank
it's,
you.
There you go. So Marla Gibbs, who later was in 227. You know what? I mentioned, when I went to Brooklyn with my brother was up there, we like walked down this street near Prospect Park that kind of looked like the neighborhood where 227 was.
So she was the maid. She's 84.
84 years young.
84 younger. Years old.
There you go.
All right. So here is our next birthday.
This is, of course, the theme to Home Improvement.
Why, yes, it is.
Is it the main guy?
It is.
It is Tim the Toolman Taylor, better known as... His name just completely... Tim... he's the voice of Buzz Lightyear. Why can't I think of his name?
Well, his name is very similar to the character.
I know. It's Tim something.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Tim Allen.
Yes, thank you,
yeah,
Max.
Tim Allen. Tim Allen is 62 years old, and I swear to God, I think I saw him in L.A. near the Hollywood sign telling someone to get off his lawn.
Get off my
basically.
Lawn, you kid.
It might not have been him, but it looks a lot like him.
Now, if he was... All right, here's just a random question for you. If you saw Tim Allen, at the Hollywood sign, and you wanted to get back to a restaurant on the other side of L.A., how long would it take you?
Apparently, everything in L.A. takes about 4 hours to get anywhere.
Okay,
so,
just check. Right.
But I think it would only take me about 15, 20 minutes.
Okay, good, yeah. Hmm?
Yeah. All right, here's the next one. And before you say anything, I'm going to play a couple of things. So even if you know it...
I'll bite my tongue.
Just bite your tongue.
This is the theme to Gomer Pyle, USMC.
It is. And then we've got something else here I want to play.
Now, I'll tell you how Floyd the barber back home used to cut my hair. What he done was he'd leave it a little long in the back.
This would be
then he'd cut
Floyd
off the
barber.
Here, about, oh, say, even with the ear hole. Then he'd trim a little bit off the top.
It's not Floyd the barber.
And part it on the side and make a little rabbit ridge up here in front. Then he'd comb it wet.
It's someone telling them how they should cut his hair when he joined the army.
Oh, okay.
And then he was also on this show.
Well, there you go. This is the theme to the Andy Griffith Show.
So there are your three clues. Whose birthday might it be?
You would have thrown me had you played one of his like recorded, you know, because he was a singer also.
Yeah.
And he had like some, you know, like. It is Jim Nabors, though.
It is.
Gomer Pyle, USMC.
Jim Nabors.
Something on that. What did he play? He didn't play Floyd the Barber. What did he play on? He played the mechanic on.
I'm not sure, but he joined the army and
Marines.
Marines. Yeah, the Marines. Yep. And he's 85 years old.
85 years young.
And he was famous for saying, "Well, golly."
Oh, that Andy Vera Charles is like, so his character on the his character on the Andy Griffith Show was Gomer Pyle. And then the spinoff
show
was Gomer Pyle joining the U.S. I got it. Now.
Yeah, but I'm not sure what he did. I'm sure he had some job in the Andy Griffith Show. But yeah, he was Gomer Pyle in both. It was a spinoff. All right, happy birthday. Here is the
There's
next
a theme.
One.
There's a theme here this week, isn't there? All of these are all spinoffs.
I don't remember the... Oh.
Jefferson's?
Well, this one's not. This one's not.
Right. Home Improvement was a spinoff from Tim Allen's stand-up act. Oh, dear God. Just slit my wrist now. Let's just wait the entire 7 minutes for this theme song to play. This is the theme, of course, to Game of Thrones.
I said yeah, and you hadn't even answered it yet, but I knew
Game of Thrones. Yes,
yeah.
Game of Thrones.
You're gonna need a clue for this one because there are lots of
all the characters die. Game of Thrones.
I'm gonna say I've had sex with one of these.
Oh my God,
life.
Tyrion Lannister. Peter Dinklage.
It is.
You know what? At the Eagle last night, there was a little person that walked by, and I immediately thought, "It's like I should take a picture for Adam."
Yeah,
but I did.
Yeah, I have. And sheerly for the novelty, because I didn't even really find the guy all that attractive. I mean, he wasn't ugly, but I thought, you know, that'll be a story I can tell someday.
And you told it. You've milked that midget for all it's worth. Let's see. Yes, Game of Thrones. It was Peter Dinklage. Happy birthday, Peter. How old is Peter Dinklage?
He's 46 years old.
46 years young.
All right, what I'm going to do now, the next two birthdays have been in one show together. So I'm going to play the theme for that show, and then I'm going to play the second one for each one, and you have to guess them. So you have to get the first show first.
Okay.
All right, here we go. That's it.
Yeah, I know.
And it's a show that's on currently.
I know.
You watch it, I believe.
I do, because I recognize that theme song. I just can't.
That's not. Sorry.
That is not it at all.
It's continuing on. It's a law show?
I know it's a law show. It's The Good Wife. I'm sorry. There you go.
It is The Good Wife. Okay.
And that was not. Before, by the way, no one checked it in the chat room. I just finally realized that.
It is. Okay. That's The Good Wife. So here is the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the first one. This is the first birthday.
Okay. This is the theme to Family Ties.
It is.
Because I bet we've been together for a million years.
And I bet we'll be together for a million more.
Yes. All right. So the person that these two shows have in common is Michael J. Fox.
It is Michael J. Fox. Yeah, so Michael J. Fox.
Yeah, Michael Jocks. We like to call him Michael Jocks because, you know.
Is 54 years old, and I like it how now when he plays parts, they just work his Parkinson's in.
That's right.
To his character. Mm-hmm. So actually, his character's really a dick in The
Good Wife. Yes, he is.
He really is.
Yes.
Anyway, Michael J. Fox, did I say he's 54?
Yes,
anyway,
you did.
So you here did. Is the next one. So this next one is in Good Wife and this show. So here we go.
This is, is this China Beach?
No. It's a show that was on for like a million years.
I do not know this one.
Really?
I don't.
George Clooney was in this show.
Oh, is this ER? Oh, it's ER.
It is ER.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha, gotcha. It was Juliana Margulies in ER?
Yes.
Ah, then that's who it is. It's Juliana Margulies.
It is.
Yay. Yeah, I know. Also, Mags, I've never watched ER also.
Oh, I used to watch ER. I didn't get all the way to the end, but I watched a good, I don't know how many seasons they had, but it was a lot. But I watched several of those seasons. So Juliana Margulies is 49 years old.
49 years young. Excellent.
And those are our celebrity birthdays.
They are. You know, we have a few over on the old Pride 48 website. Of course, we only talk about birthdays that have already happened. So we would like to say a very happy birthday to Curtis Hill, the co-host of the Curtis and Daniel Mega Show Spectacular. The super awesome Curtis and Daniel Mega Show Spectacular. And happy birthday to Melissa the Confused, and happy birthday to Braganka. Braganka? Braganka. I don't know who that is. And happy birthday to Lizzie B. These are happy birthday to all of you. If you would like your birthday to be listed on the front page of Pride 48, make sure you sign up for a Pride 48 account and click on the little thing that says, yes, I would like my birthday to be slayed on the thing. And I was with the thing.
Great job! Thank you so much for helping me sing my way to La Fiesta. I couldn't have done it without you. See you soon. Hasta luego.
Bye, Dora.
Sleep. You're sitting there singing with the goddamn Dora song. I'm going to call the police on you, you bastard.
Excellent. Wow. We have a lot of phone calls.
Yeah.
That's odd. We usually don't have a lot of phone calls. Let's just get right to them, shall we? Our very first phone call comes in from the Podfather himself, who, well, he's just...
You might want to turn the volume down just a hair.
He's like the oldest podcaster.
On his. It might not help. I don't know.
Let's see. Clearly calling. clearly calling from his Ford Explosion. I think.
I think so. Yeah, he must have been listening to the Dubious Intent and
listening
had to drop everything.
Dubious Intentions and had to call in and let us know. That would be Big Fatty.
Well, thank you for calling.
Big Fatty is pretty much just the oldest person we know. I guess I was going to say. I was going to say something nice about him.
His show is happening this weekend at, let's see when.
8 p.m. on Friday evening, right after the 7:45 kickoff show.
There you go.
There you go. Excellent. Let's get to our next phone call. It comes in to us from our Carrie. Carrie, who is our listener Carrie, not Mark and Ed's listener Carrie. Our listener Carrie.
Hey, guys. It's Carrie. I just thought I'd call and say thank you very much for saying happy birthday to me. But my birthday is not until August. So
yeah,
thank
we got
the you.
Wasn't
you? And save it until August 20th. But I don't know. Did I fill out the thing on 548 wrong? Because if it's my bad, I'll go back and fix it. But thanks.
Excellent. Actually, no, I believe if you had listened, I corrected myself that evening, basically saying, oh, wait, that's not spelled the same way. And so it's probably not our Carrie. But now I know August 20th is Carrie's birthday. What are you getting her for her birthday?
I don't know yet. Still thinking about it.
I was going to get her Jesus.
Maybe tickets to Disney so she can come see me next
time. There you go. I was going to get her Jesus just because I know that you and her are religious. And so I figured I could just get Jesus for her. And then she would like that.
Maybe.
I have no use for it. So, anyway, let's move on to our next phone call. It comes into us from Christina.
Hello, Dubious Intent Plus. This is Christina from Greetings from Nowhere.
Hello, Christina.
I'm calling so that you can add me to the list of people who currently are hating on Adam.
Oh.
The fact, Adam, that you love all the technical part of music, but you hate anything that has to do with the soul of music, makes me sad for you, especially since you're a freaking musician. Wynton Marsalis, you love him only when he's doing the technical bits, but not when he lets his soul shine through in his music. That's the part you hate?
Yes.
Tatsies. Daniel, please forward one of those apology recordings to me. I will accept it, because I cannot believe that you, as a musician, I'm a little bit off. Anyways, you know I love you guys. But there is one real reason I called, and that is because during that demo you played, Adam, for the Hound app,
yes,
the guy asked the question of, can you give me the stats on the city where the Space Needle is located? Why did the app give him stats for Washington, D.C.?
Oh, I can answer that.
When the Space Needle is in Seattle? And Daniel, why did you not catch that?
Like, I did.
I'm a little disappointed in you.
Oh.
It really shows how little you're actually listening to Adam when he's trying to share something with you. Because I would imagine you would have caught that. I caught it right away.
Did it?
I was on the treadmill going, wait, what? Why are they talking? Why is it giving Washington, D.C.? The Space Needle is in Seattle.
Mm-hmm. It is.
So either the app completely knows zero about American geography and American cities, or they stuck the wrong cake into their edited little commercial. Anyway, I love you guys. I'm sorry I called the bitch, but really,
why
else
like
would
it.
I call you
we
guys?
Like it. We like it when you call it.
Have a wonderful week. Bye.
Well, that's Christina, who is co-hosted on this very show here. No, Adam, actually what it is, and I don't want you to play the entire demo.
No, I won't. I missed it. I completely missed it. I was so impressed by the speed.
I did not miss it. What he asked, you know, he was trying to show a complex question. He's like, what is the population of the capital city for the country in which the Space Needle is located? So the point was that the Space Needle is in Seattle, but contextually he was asking about the capital of the country in which the Space Needle was. So that's why it gave you Washington, D.C. I did catch it, and I was actually quite impressed that it figured it out, because usually that's just a hard sentence to parse.
When my invite goes through, I have the Hound app on my phone now. So when my invite goes through, we can give it some complex questions and see if it gets them. Christina, I just want to say I enjoy soul.
No,
I do.
All right, Adam.
I just don't enjoy jazz ad lib.
All right, is this a good or a bad song? Ready? Here we go. Good or bad?
It's not the style that I enjoy, but I think that's okay. And that's ad lib. I know that's ad lib.
Okay. All right. Good. Hold on. So there you go. So you would agree that is a good song. A good song. Yes?
Sure. Yeah, okay. Sure.
Now, Adam, this song.
Well, all of these I wouldn't choose to listen to, probably. But I do like him, actually. He's not...
Oh my God! Did you not note the difference between those two songs?
Yeah, I know. I noticed the difference. I mean, what do you mean? Of course. But hold on. But isn't now? Okay. I'm just. Give me one moment. All right. So let me just play this. I'm not saying people would like this better, but is this not impressive?
It is.
This is Wynton Marsalis.
Yes.
Playing Flight of the Bumblebee on trumpet.
Yep.
Very difficult.
It is, but he's also putting a lot of emotion into that.
Yeah, but all I said was I'm not a fan of ad-lib jazz.
But we're talking about... That's not the point. The point was just like the things you were naming were just things that were just like wrote like boring. It was like Kenny G, just there's no soul in his music. It's just boring, repetitive, it's mindless music.
No, I never said that Kenny G was one of my favorite ones.
You
I
did. Said I liked- that was what started off the whole thing. Anyway, doesn't matter. All right.
Well, because, yeah, you said because he doesn't. Whatever. It doesn't matter. Anyway, Christina, look, I used to play in church a lot. And I used to play by ear.
That explains your lack of soul.
I used to play by ear all the time and ad-lib stuff there, but it's different than ad-lib jazz. And I would also argue that I feel like most people who ad-lib jazz suck at it. I just, you know, piano players seem to be very good at it, but you listen to some trumpet and trombone ad-lib jazz, not usually good. Not usually good. I mean, but if it's good and it's ad-libbed, fine. But people playing the same note five times and, you know, it doesn't go, it's not even in the key that they're in. They're not ad-libbing there.
Yes, he is.
Not ad lib.
It's Dizzy Gillespie.
It's not ad lib. That's not improv. Sorry, I'm saying ad lib, improv, same things. Anyway, beat me up. Fine. I like classical music.
All right, there we go.
I'm a fan of classical music.
Game of Thrones is on the show.
Game of Thrones, I wouldn't. Anyway, that's not class. I mean, I'm talking like Baroque.
Ramsey, like, Bolton
anyway,
kills.
Doesn't matter.
Then he's
dead. In fact, Baroque music, which is my favorite genre of music.
I usually try to fix it.
Is
because I
made
a play on Baroque.
Baroque music, yes. Baroque music has a lot of improv in it. Most of the trills and like the little flourishes that they do are improv. I mean, they may have a little notation in the music that you're supposed to do something there, but they don't tell you exactly what to do. Okay. Anyway, doesn't matter.
Excellent. So, let's go to our next phone call. This one comes in from David in California.
Hey, I'd like to say I like your show. I have three questions.
Thank God. I thought he was going to say but. Usually when people start the thing off like, I love your show, but...
Well, that's what we're used to now.
Yeah.
First, how did you guys get together? Uh-huh. Second, I forgot what my questions were. But anyway, Adam, I have been watching Ellen, and not all beautiful people are in the front rows, okay? And this third?
Not third, because you haven't remembered what second one was.
I like when... you get drunk and keep on going and going and going and ranting. It is funny, but I love your show. And
thank you.
Well, that's about it. I like you guys.
Aw. Well, we like you.
So I'd like to know, like I said, how you guys got together and to do this show.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. My name's David. Bye.
Hi, David. Thank you, David. So
is he in the room with R.C. Martinez when he's making that call?
No, I don't think so. Here's the thing. So Adam and I got together.
Was it good for you, Daniel?
It was.
When
it was
we got together?
It was great for me when you got together.
Listened to each other's podcast.
Yes, actually, Adam listened to my podcast. I listened to his podcast. We started about the same time. However, I started with a political podcast. He started with a politically incorrect podcast. And I think you called in or you sent me a file or something like that.
Who knows? One of us called the other show.
Yeah, the point of one of us called the other show, and then we both started. And then we kind of like started chatting on email, and then we took it to the next level. We just talked on Skype, and I would say we probably had a Skype relationship for 2 or 3 years, maybe even a little longer. The first time we ever met each other in person was in Vegas for that very first Pride 48 in Vegas.
It was.
It was kind of, I don't know, because we video chat all the time.
So you are my Pride 48 friend.
That's right. No, that's because we video chat all the time, and my nephew even mentioned this when he was here, and you know, he's like, yeah, I keep forgetting that I didn't hang out with Adam, because I mean, we were video chatting with him, so it kind of felt like we were just hanging out with him. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't feel like a phone call. It feels like we're you know, because I see you, and you see me, and so it's like, so I mean, that whole when we first met in Vegas, Pride 48, it didn't seem like a monumental thing. I mean, we kind of knew each other already.
We did. I knew what you looked like.
Yeah, but the so that's what happened. Is Adam and Maddie's show went off on it? You know, it died, and Dubious Intent, which was my show, I had moved on from doing my political show to doing Dubious Intent with Alden and Anne, and that show, Anne and Alden needed to leave, and so I wasn't doing a show. And then I started doing a show with Dr. Wesley Pythagoras Stone, and then Adam wanted to do a show, but he was just like, I don't want to do it alone. And so I was just like, well, I'll do it with you. And so I ended up, that's how we ended up on this show together. We kept the name, because I already had the website, Dubious Intent, and it made no sense to call it the Adam and Maddie Show. So we just
right.
So we just called it Dubious Intent Plus, Dubious Intent Plus. And so there you go. That's I hope that answered your question. So
yes.
you and I have known each other for,
a while.
About 10 years now.
Something like that.
Almost 10 years. We're old, Adam. Let's go to our next phone call, which comes in to us from David in California. He called back. Let's see. Maybe he just heard us just now. Let's see what I mean.
I forgot to say, Daniel, I like you also. You are funny. So anyway.
Yes.
That's it.
That's it. Gotcha.
I hope you have a good night. And anytime you want to go to the real Northern California, that is where I live.
Northern.
You go 300 miles past San Francisco.
Wow, that is.
You get the redwoods. You get the real deal.
Oh, up in the
not.
Go ahead.
The LA shit.
Yes.
LA is bad.
LA is
crap. San Francisco's good, but if you want the real deal,
redwoods,
redwood trees, and all that.
Is there a train? Is there a train? I think there's a train in the redwoods. I heard this.
All right. You guys have a good night.
All right. Thank you, David and Calvin. Yeah, I think there's a train. Didn't Vera and Gooch used to go every year to the redwoods, and they would have a train that they would blow its whistles? I think so.
I've been to Redwood National Forest. Is it called Redwood? I've been to one of those forests with redwoods. Thank you. Did I miss it where he said he liked it when one of us gets drunk and
yeah, I thought he was talking about me, but apparently it was you that gets drunk.
Yeah, I don't. Okay, I missed that. I must have been reading something because I already listened to his voicemail earlier. But yeah, I don't do that really.
Okay.
That's more of a you thing.
Yeah, so. It is. Yeah, it's me. I'm the one that gets drunk and rants.
I drink occasionally, but I don't. I rarely get drunk. Anyway, thank you for calling.
I rarely get drunk. Those are our phone calls. You know, you had this one left over from the death phone. I'll just go ahead and hear it. Oh, how fortuitous that the death phone rang at that exact moment. Let's listen to see what this one is.
Yeah, hi guys. RT Cruiser for the celebrity death phone. Actress Mary Ellen Trainor, probably most famous for her role in the Lethal Weapon movies, but more importantly, she was a Goonie from the Goonies. Okay, bye.
I don't know if that's more important or not, but yeah, sorry. So Mary... Oh, that was loud. Mary Ellen Trainor. Thank you. And you've been entered into the contest for the thing. You've been entered into the thing with the thing. You are keeping track of all these things, right? Because I don't.
Yes.
I don't keep track of any of these things.
I have a spreadsheet here, and we are at roughly $190.
$190. You know what, Adam? Let me get
I think we might need to take a hiatus so we don't get up to like $300.
Exactly. We need to. Let's get ourselves out of this contact segment, though.
3, 2, 1.
All right, so I think we made reference earlier in the show. Excuse me. We made reference earlier in the show that this coming weekend, June 19th through the 21st, is the Pride 48 live streaming weekend. So we will not be on at 9 p.m. next Sunday evening. We will instead be on at 4 p.m. next Sunday evening, the 21st. So please change your schedule accordingly.
That's correct.
We're going
it's still
to
on a Sunday.
It is still on a Sunday. It's just earlier. But I just want to say this, Adam. We are going to be following here. You know who we're going to be following?
A squeaky chair.
We're not going to be following a squeaky chair. We are going to be following. It might be a squeaky. We're going to be following the Weekly Rewind with Tristan and Gary and that crew over there. So we will be following the Weekly Rewind. They are on at 3 p.m. We are on at 4 p.m. And following us will be the 5x5 podcast. And following that is going to be the Joey Buhecker Comedy Hour starring Tony Batance.
Tony who?
DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line 2x2 DI Plus. That is two. Shit, where is it? God bless a
229-234-7587.
What he said. or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com. I clicked on the thing with the whoozy and then I lost it. Ugh.
It was all because that old rugged cross.
It was.
You messed yourself up.
This is the moral that you take away from this. Don't ever play a religious song during the show.
No, don't. Please.
It will fuck you up, is what I'm trying to say. All right. So we will see you live streaming weekend, Pride 48. Make sure that you're there for the entire weekend. It'll be fun. It'll be great. Head over to pride48.com. Click on the donate button. It helps, the Pride 48 do what it do. You know what I'm saying? I do.
I'm looking forward to it.
Good night, Chet.
Good night, David.